Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Smile, or You Are Doing It. Wrong, A Journey from Rock Bottom to Redemption is a memoir by Andy Glaze, a Southern California firefighter and endurance ultra runner known for completing demanding races and maintaining an unusually consistent high-mileage running routine. The book presents endurance as more than an athletic identity. It connects the strain of ultra running with Glaze's personal history of addiction, childhood instability, institutional abuse, and the long process of rebuilding a workable adult life, rather than functioning as a conventional training manual or a step-by-step self-help book. It uses personal experience to examine how discipline, accountability, service, fatherhood, and repeated physical effort can help restore a sense of agency. The title phrase points to a recurring attitude in the book, not shallow cheerfulness, but the learned ability to find steadiness inside discomfort. Its purpose is to show how recovery can develop through repeated choices, often small and unglamorous, made over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Endurance is framed as survival before it becomes athletic achievement. The central distinction in the memoir is that Glaze's most difficult endurance test was not a race, mountain route, or multi-day event, but the work of surviving and interpreting early damage. How is damage? The book describes a background shaped by addiction, instability, and institutions that were supposed to help, but instead expose young people to harsh and harmful conditions. This gives the athletic material a different function from a standard sports memoir. Running is not introduced only as proof of toughness or competitive ambition. It is placed against a history in which endurance first meant getting through environments with limited control. That framing changes how the reader understands later feats such as 100-mile races or long weekly mileage. The physical challenges become visible as a continuation of an older psychological problem: how to keep moving when conditions feel impossible. The book therefore treats endurance as layered. There is bodily stamina, but beneath it are emotional regulation, self-trust, and the capacity to live after fear has shaped identity. Secondly, consistency becomes a practical structure for rebuilding identity. One of the most concrete elements associated with Glaze is his long streak of running at least 100 miles per week. In the memoir, this kind of consistency appears less as a performance statistic than as a stabilizing structure. For a person emerging from addiction, anxiety, or a chaotic past, repetition can create evidence that a different identity is possible. A weekly mileage goal is measurable, difficult, and resistant to vague excuses. It requires planning, recovery, sacrifice, and ordinary follow-through, not just dramatic inspiration. The book also links this discipline to the idea of taking the first step, which is important because large transformations can become paralyzing when viewed as total life overhauls. By reducing change to repeated action, Glaze presents consistency as a way to regain agency. The limitation is also implicit. Such an extreme running volume is not a universal prescription. Its broader lesson is not that readers should copy the mileage, but that dependable routines can counteract destructive patterns. Thirdly, ultra running is used as both metaphor and mechanism for trauma processing. The memoir uses ultra running in two connected ways. First, it serves as a metaphor for recovery. Long races require patience, discomfort management, pacing, and acceptance that progress can be slow and uneven. Second, it functions as a practical mechanism through which Glaze can engage his past without being fully defined by it. Extreme physical effort can narrow attention to breathing, terrain, nutrition, and the next movement, creating a controlled setting for pain that differs from uncontrolled childhood adversity. This helps explain why the trails and races matter beyond athletic achievement. They give shape to suffering and convert it into something chosen, timed, and completed. At the same time, the book does not need to claim that pain itself is automatically healing. Its more grounded implication is that difficult embodied practices can help some people rebuild self-command when paired with accountability and purpose. Readers outside endurance sports may not relate to the scale of the events, but they can understand the logic of chosen challenge. Fourthly, redemption is tied to service, fatherhood, and accountability rather than image repair. The subtitle emphasizes a journey from rock bottom to redemption. But the memoir appears to treat redemption as a lived pattern rather than a dramatic final moment. Glaze's adult roles as firefighter, leader, and father are important because they shift the focus from private survival to responsibility toward others. Firefighting demands reliability under pressure, coordinated action, and a service ethic, all of which contrast with the disorder of addiction and early instability. Fatherhood adds another dimension. Redemption is not only becoming stronger, but becoming safer and more present for another generation. This matters because many transformation memoirs risk presenting recovery as individual triumph alone. Here, accountability gives the transformation social weight. The reader sees that rebuilding a life involves repairing daily conduct, not simply telling an inspiring story about past damage. The book also gains credibility from acknowledging dark chapters while emphasizing what comes after them. Redemption is shown as ongoing maintenance, visible in repeated duties, relationships, and choices. Lastly, the smile mantra is presented as earned positivity rather than denial. The title phrase could easily suggest simplistic optimism, but the memoir positions it differently. Glaze's use of smiling during hard miles is not presented as a refusal to admit pain. It is closer to a deliberate response to pain, a way of refusing to let discomfort control the entire meaning of an experience. This distinction is important because books about resilience often drift into toxic positivity, implying that attitude alone can erase structural harm, addiction, or trauma. The available descriptions of this memoir suggest a more grounded view. The smile is meaningful precisely because it comes after experiences that were not cheerful and cannot be made harmless by language. It becomes a signal of agency, not denial. For followers who know Glaze through social media, the book also deepens the public persona by connecting the upbeat trail image to a more difficult personal history. That contrast helps explain why the mantra resonates. It is not a slogan pasted over suffering, but an attitude tested by it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a memoir of recovery rather than a technical ultra-running guide. Endurance athletes will find value in the way Glaze connects long-distance running to discipline, discomfort, and identity, but the audience is broader than runners. People interested in addiction recovery, trauma survival, firefighting, fatherhood, or personal accountability may find the book useful because it treats change as repeated conduct rather than a single breakthrough. Its practical benefit lies in showing how small, consistent actions can become a framework for rebuilding trust in oneself. Its intellectual benefit lies in its distinction between chosen hardship and imposed hardship. The book asks how a person can convert pain from a source of damage into a setting for agency without pretending the past was useful or deserved. Compared with many endurance memoirs, it stands out because the athletic achievements are not the whole point. Compared with more aggressive self-improvement books, it appears more relational and emotionally grounded, emphasizing service, family, and responsibility as much as toughness. The result is a memoir that uses ultra-running as a lens for redemption, while keeping the deeper subject on the difficult work of becoming stable, accountable, and capable of peace. If you would like to support Andy Glaze, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.